alone, but there had been no turning them back, not once their creator had betrayed them. Cynthia's mother had programmed them too well.
"It's insane,"
muttered the other Cynthia.
"You have to understand them," she insisted. "If what you say is true, then it does make sense. It'll be hard to talk them out of attacking your friends."
"Do you think you could?"
asked Satil Shan.
"I could try, but you'd have to promise to leave and never come back."
"I don't think that would be possible."
"Why not?"
"Your world is too valuable. Too many people know it exists now."
"So? They don't have to come here. You have the whole galaxy. I just want one world. Is that too much to ask?"
"For some, it is."
"Well, then, we're at an impasse."
"Yes, I'm afraid so."
Cynthia didn't like the way her other self was looking at her. There was such fury and hurt in those familiar features. She could never imagine looking that way, having that amazing hair.
"Why do the hexes protect you?"
the other Cynthia asked.
"And not me?"
"Because they don't know you. You don't look exactly like me, or live like me in here. You look like one of the people who took you away."
"I am one of the people who took me away."
"But you're me, too, even though you try to deny it. You don't have to be the way you are now."
"How else can I be? I don't remember anything else."
"Really?"
"Yes, really. And what's the point of trying? The droids will kill me anyway."
"Maybe if we gave them a taste of your genetic code, maybe then they wouldn't kill you."
"So it'd just be me and you in a galaxy full of hexes? Is that what you want?"
She shook her head.
"I just want everyone to go away. Everyone else, I mean. Not you. We've got so much to catch up on."
"I've got nothing to tell you."
"But you have. Where you live, what you do. I don't know anything about anywhere. All I know is Sabaddon, where I was cloned. You can tell me about where I was born."
"I don't remember any of that,"
said the other Cynthia.
"All I know is the Empire."
"The what?"
Satil Shan stared at her in frank surprise. "You've never heard of the Empire?"
"No. Should I have?"
"What about the Sith, the Republic, the Mandalorians?"
Cynthia shook her head in irritation.
"Stop showing off. You're making me feel stupid."
"I'm not showing off. I'm just amazed that you've been so isolated here. It doesn't seem fair to me that your mother did that to you." "She's trying to turn you against me,"
whispered the voice.
"Be careful of that one."
"Mother says I should be careful of you. Why is that?"
"Maybe she's afraid I'll take you from her. I promise I won't try to do that, Cynthia."
Satil Shan's face was as expressionless as someone trying very hard not to have an expression.
"Is your mother with you now? In the tank?"
"Yes."
"Is she another clone?"
"Not exactly."
The fluid swirled around her, agitated and wild. Cynthia was pulled away from the glass, into the center of the tank.
"I said, don't talk to them! Why don't you ever listen to me?"
"I always listen to you, Mother."
"But you never do as I say. I told you not to tell them about me."
"They'd guess anyway.